Lazy. I don't say things I don't want to say, or chew the fat with fat cats just because. With favor givers who want favors back, I tend to pass on going for the ask. I send instead a series of regrets, slip the winding snares that people lay. The unruffledness I feel as a result, the lank repose, the psychic field of rye swayed in wavy air, is my respite among the shivery of clanging egos on the packed commuter train again tonight. Sapping and demeaning. It takes a lot to get from bed to work and back to bed. I barely go an hour before I'm caught wincing at the way that woman laughs, or he keeps clucking at his magazine. And my annoyance fills me with annoyance. It's laziness that lets them seem unreal. A radio with in-and-out reception, blaring like hell when it finally hits a station. The song that's on is not the one I'd hoped for, so I wait distractedly for what comes next.